Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Janet Rogers. She is a guest artist at La Poste right now and watercolor instructor. So, Janet, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Joe.
So, first of all, tell us what it is you're doing at La Poste right now.
I'm conducting two watercolor workshops. The first one entails painting flowers in watercolor, loosening up. It gives students an opportunity to just play with colors and shapes and have fun and relax a little bit. The second workshop is painting portraits and exploring how to do not just a portrait of somebody, but an actual painting to bring life to a painting. And watercolor allows that to happen because it's spontaneous, and I like to think of it that way, that it can lead you in another direction besides just copying things.
Absolutely. So the first workshop that you're doing started yesterday and also goes today, correct?
Yes, today and tomorrow. So it's 3 days. And then we have, I believe it's Sunday, is the awards celebration for the show Iowa Watercolor. And I juried the show in Florida, and then I'm giving the awards out, or they're going to award the top prizes, and then I also picked the traveling show. So it was an honor to be here and fun to do it.
Absolutely. Now, the second workshop is going to be next week, correct?
Correct. It would start Monday. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, another three-day workshop, and we will explore flesh tones and capturing an image of a person using photographs or maybe a model at the end, and the attitude, loose watercolors.
All right. Now, we were talking off air that you actually prefer to do the portraits. When I watercolor, I'm the same way. Why is that?
I guess I've always been fascinated. Since I was little, I used to draw eyes all the time. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And I could draw people, but I just assumed everybody in the world could do that. I didn't think anything differently. And then as I got older, I remember being in a museum one time and looking at a Rembrandt and thinking, I want to do that. I was very young, maybe 7. My mother took me to museums all the time in Philadelphia. And I thought, I want to do that someday. And I always just thought, maybe when I get older and I'll retire. But it happened sooner than I thought. And it just seemed like all the avenues opened up and I just went through the doors. And one thing led to another. And all of a sudden I was painting people and drawing people. And people seemed to respond to it, which surprised me. But anyway, then I finally got into teaching. And that's been the best reward I've had.
Absolutely. Now, tell me a little bit about your background. You are a signature member of the American Watercolor Society. So what does that entail?
Okay, the American Watercolor Society is all around the world. They get entries from all over the world. That was a little difficult to get into, and so it was an honor to be awarded that signature membership. It means you have to get in 3 paintings accepted, and you're up against the top quality watercolors in the world. And so I felt honored to get that. And I'm a member of the Florida Watercolor Society, which is where I live in Florida. And we have a show on coming up in September, and I'm doing a one-day workshop there with ballerinas. And I like movement, and I'm going off in another direction probably. But so I get to travel a lot when I teach and meet. Most of all, I love meeting people. Working with the students, they have an incredible amount of talent, which I enjoy. And to think that we can all be painting flowers or all be painting a person, and nobody paints alike. Nobody paints the same way. So that's kind of fun for me. I learn a lot from them.
All right. Now, you mentioned you're from Florida. What do you think of Perry in La Poste?
Oh, I love it. I really didn't know what to expect since this is my first workshop in Iowa. And I really had no idea what it was like. But when I arrived here, and everybody is so friendly, and the ladies of La Poste, I have to say, amazing. Amazing, and the people here are just unbelievably friendly. I felt like I was in a storybook. I can't even put words into it, but it was like another time, a different time, and this place helps to make it feel like that, and the hotel where I'm staying, which is Patty. I love the history. I love that they've kept the history, and the ladies have worked so hard on this building. It's an amazing place, and every day there's new treasures, so I'm enjoying it immensely.
All right, great. Now, how is your attendance been for your classes so far?
Oh, great. We have about 23 in this workshop, and that's usually enough. Somewhere around 20, 24 is a good number for a workshop. Then I can get around and work with the students. I like to demonstrate concepts and then have them. I believe in exercises because I'm more an intuitive painter. I like to watch the watercolor. I like to watch the painting create itself, and it takes me places. I don't know how to explain that, but I love to watch how the colors change and evolve. And I'm a direct painter, spontaneous. I try to have a plan. The portraits are, in a way, a little easier than the flowers. The flowers are more abstract, but I love the brushwork. I love to work with the students to see them have fun.
Still lots more to talk about with Janet Rogers, so we will continue this conversation on Monday. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Janet Rogers. This has been part one of a two-part interview. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Serwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.